2, the FTS bet slip, Thursday the 30th, two more sleeps, the Nors is back. I'm back, you missed the music yesterday. Don't fear, we are back with you today, my little cherubs. I think I've got to people, I think there's Liverpool fans now that want me to win. I think the plastic ones who sit at home, you know, they never go to a game, little plastic with their red kits on. And I think they're thinking, he spent a lot of money following this team. He's a good lad. He's going out to Madrid with his mate. We just want to have a great time. We just want him to have a great time. We want him to win. Cool, that's what you're all thinking. Do spare a thought for my old mate Suggsy. He has got to set off at about 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow on his way to Madrid on a 26-hour coach journey. Bless him. He's leaving about 12 hours before me and gets there about 10 hours after me. Sorry, Paul, I shouldn't laugh. But then do spare a thought. I mean, to be fair, on the other end, there's going to be, 50 people trapped in a confined space with him for 26 hours. I mean, they will be, when the doors open on that coach in Madrid, it'll be like refugees trying to get across a border, the rush to get out. You watch, get away from the old Suggsy for 26 hours in your ear hole. I met him last night, gave him his ticket. He's all worried. He looked white as a ghost. He's all worried about it. Relax, Paulie. If you listened to the podcast yesterday, it was a tale of two Arsenals, wasn't it? Wasn't it a tale of two Arsenals? You had the old Ukraine game, Arsenal, whatever they were called, three goals in 21 minutes, two and a half, gamble landed, beautiful. And then I told you at the weekend, I told you again yesterday, Chelsea were going to be Europa League champions. They're just one of them clubs, they win the trophies. And I said Hazard, all players like Hazard make the difference. Two goals, set up, quality player. You know, he will be a loss to the Premier League. I'm not sorry to see him leaving Chelsea because I'm no massive Chelsea fan. But the old Arsenal spurned their chance of Champions League football. I mean, for us Spurs fans, it was lovely because if they'd won last night, one, they'd have got Champions League football, so they'd have been in there and we wouldn't have had that on them. And of course, if they won and then we lost on Saturday, you'd have had the, oh, well, we've got a trophy. I mean, Chelsea churn out a trophy every year, no matter what state they're in. You know, Conte, FA Cup, Sarri, UEFA, Europa League, whatever it is. But the old goons are on the slide. They were absolutely fucking garbage, weren't they, second half? And I do enjoy watching the old meltdowns. I did enjoy the Giroud clip where the guy was saying on Twitter, should have kept Giroud Arsenal through and through, and then he's holding the cap up going, thank you, Arsenal. I did find that funny. Bless them. Bless them little Arsenal fans. A few more I've lost on the pod now. A few more not listening. They've hung up already. Right, let's do some bets. And then I've got, mostly for Ultimate members this season, a bit of a covering of what happened there. So let's do the bets first. There's nothing football-wise at all. There's a Swiss playoff game on, but there's next to no football on at all. So I've got no two and a half. So I've got nothing for you, I'm afraid, there. I've got one horse trade. I realise these have had a bit of a struggle, but as I say, they're only, you don't have to bet them. Everything's for following, just putting a bit of info out there. The horse trade is, he says, as he then struggles to find it, lost it completely. It is in the 7:35 at Sandown. Samim, ridden by Washin Murphy. He is it's a front-running horse, about 4.4, 4.5. Back it just before the off. Trade it in play, 25-30%. I think this one may even dob, but 25-30% is where to pitch your money. It'll get out in front and give a bold showing, I'm almost certain, with a decent jockey. It may not win, but it'll be there, and I'm almost certain that this one will shorten up in running, he says, famous last words. My predictions are coming true recently, aren't they? I mean, the old Tiger Gate's long gone. Chelsea, told you. Villa, told you. I just keep telling you stuff. One pod horse on a quiet day. It is Lunar Deity in the 5:20 at Yarmouth. So that is the pod place horse. So that is all I've got punting wise. I'm not going to do the golf purely because I am obviously away, and keeping an eye on a market while you're away is not my the wisest thing. Golfers I liked at the price. I like Aaron Wise at 90. I liked Streelman at 160, and I believe the Golf Guru has put him up as well. So these are trades that I like. And there was one more, which I cannot see. Bear with me a minute. Lost it again. Ryan Moore. There he is. He's right further down, I thought. Ryan Moore at 190. So Ryan Moore at 190. Streelman at 160. Oh, and Aaron Wise at 90. Sorry about that. Aaron Wise at 90. Streelman at 160. Ryan Moore at 190. But note, I am not trading them myself. I won't be keeping an eye on the market because, obviously, I've got to pack and go to a big game on Saturday night. Yes, get in there. Right, so that is all the betting action that I've got for today. That is everything that I've got. There will be pods, as I say, normal, but we're going to move on in a minute to just a little ultimate roundup. So if that doesn't interest you, then just like true DJs, you can listen to this and then we'll crack on. Like FTS Spurs Radio, isn't it? They just thought, see, I know some people have sussed it out and they thought they can just skip the first bit of the pod, fast forward through a minute and he'll stop playing the tunes. But like FTS Radio, we just pop them in anywhere now. That's what it is, radio. Play a bit of music, do a bit of talking. Play a bit of music, do a bit of talking. Let's get on to Ultimate 18-19. It's easier for me just to do it on the podcast because obviously I can talk and cover more than I would if I was writing a synopsis or whatever for you. Obviously, if you've been a member, you've got all the sheets, so you'll be able to follow along what I'm talking about. If you're not a member, it's important to understand exactly what FDS Ultimate is. I'm getting people who aren't members asking about next year. Firstly, my membership is, I'm very strict. I'm not an out-and-out marketer where you see these people, oh, I've got more spaces, I can open this up, and oh, why not now, join now, something else. There's, you know, the football season, there's load in the summer, join my package, which are all bollocks, by the way. I operate on a season basis. There is no monthly deals. I do not want people who join and leave after 2 weeks. It's not what I am about. I take my betting very seriously and I look it over a long period of time. I'll give you an example. Somebody joined FDD yesterday at 6:57 by 7:22 because one of the files didn't work for them. They couldn't open it or something. They filed a complaint to PayPal, kicking up things. This guy was expecting the whole world to solve his issues at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday evening, and if you can't, he's complaining to everybody. That's why I don't do monthly. I can't be doing with you if that's what you want. Secondly, it is not a tipping service. I've never ever put myself forward as a tipping service. I provide the exact tools that I use myself, that I prepare, that I've paid thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds to have developed over time, by using people who are specialists in Excel, mathematician formulas, whatever it may be. And genuinely, I know people don't believe that, but my Excel guy is £500 a day, and I ask him to do a database or a calculator. It may take him 4 or 5 days. It's £2,500 that I have to pay to get that done. But once I've got it, I've got it. They're the exact tools I use that I then make available to you guys via Ultimate. And it was finding people like my Excel guy that enabled me to do that, because I can do everything so much quicker that I can share it. So it is not a tipping service. I provide tools, I price up games for people, I do Poisson calculations, my own FTS Poisson, it's a slightly modified version. I do all that and make it available for you, and I show people how to use it. So the systems I talk about here are just where I've put sample systems up for people, and that is what they are, sample systems of how to go about using it. I personally have about 19 fixed odds systems. The whole thing about Ultimate is that you get all the stuff on a Friday, you can put your bets on Friday, and that is you done for the weekend. You don't have to sit trading. It is fixed odds, it is done. And that's what I built it for my own life, just to stop me being in front of a computer day in, day out, so that I could get it done. The systems, as I say, are only samples, and I do them Fridays and Tuesdays, and I'll give you the results of those, but it is all about tools. When I look at the fixed odds betting in general with people, and Harvard did a study on this, most people give up gambling after 8 losers. I look at everything I do 3 to 5 years. Yes, I get people to pay for a season because that's what you're conditioned in. I do not guarantee anything wins over one season. I'll guarantee everything I do wins if you give it 3 to 5 seasons and wins well. And I'll give you an example. My fixed odds systems over the last, since January 2017 together, are about 480 points up, just off FTS Ultimate. I operate systems where I look for them to win 10 to 15 points a season on average. There may be a season where they stand still. There may be a season where they win 30 points. On average, 10 to 15 points. You then get 19 of them together. Averaging 10 points a system, you're winning 190 points a season on average. Some seasons you may win 250. Other seasons you may win 120. Unfortunately with you lot, and particularly the people who came to the seminar in 2015, you start in August. If you're not winning by October, you give up. That is the facts that I deal with. You can argue about it, jump up and down. It's the absolute facts. The membership of Ultimate, the initial members get first dibs because they're the guys I know who have stuck at it. Once I've done that, they then get a option to join. When they've joined, I'll give them a date that they have to join by. I then know how many spaces I've got left. I don't have thousands of spaces, I have 100 spaces because I don't want to be doing support every day. I get enough email as it is. So if I've got 12 spaces left, they will become available. I have spaces every year because people leave every year because people do not have the gumption to stick at it. If you can't win with FTS Ultimate, then you are an idiot. It is simple as that. But it's the mindset and discipline of being able to stick with it and actually understand that football betting has variance. You're putting bets on and they do not win every week. But over a period of time, and particularly with some of the new columns I'm adding, phenomenal stuff going to be an Ultimate for next season. So that's my little advert, but I'm not doing it as an advert. I'm actually doing it because I'm getting emails, and if people listen to this, then they won't email me because they know exactly what I'm talking about. Nothing will happen now until the end of June. Initial members, current members of 2018-19 will get first dibs on spaces at the end of June. After that, when we move into July, any spaces left will be made available. I'll mention it on the podcast, I'll email, I will tweet at that time. So let's look at this year, and I'm going to start with the seminar file. So I'm going to start with those. In 2015, I held a fixed odds seminar. I gave people 3 systems that were actually my exact systems. I said, go away and do these for 3 to 5 years. We still not got to 5 years because it was in July 2015. So in effect, July 2020 would be the final. I put this file up every single week with the systems on it. All they've got to do is click a macro, put the bets on. Unfortunately, me and my dog and about 3 FTS members are the only people who look at it, but I'm committed to what I said. It will go up until July 2020. So for the criteria for the 3 systems that I gave to people, the exact systems I use in the 2015 seminar, and my own personal betting generally tends to focus around home wins and lay the draw because they're high strike rate, don't have long losing runs, which suits the way I like to bet, rather than backing away teams where obviously you have a lot more variance. So these were based around that. So the home shorties, which was a lay the draw system, is had 59 bets in the 2018-19 season for 28.4 points profit. And the system for the 7 seasons now lies at 166.15 points profit, and that will continue to go up. So it is just over the 20 points a season, which is what I expect. So home shorties lay the draw was plus 28.4. Mid-season lay the draw, so these are bets when I let the season start. I don't bet at the start of the season, I don't bet at the end of the season on these. The mid-season lay the draw, a bit more volume, slightly lower prices. That had 118 bets for 21.8 points profit, and the overall it now stands at 114.55 points profit. And the away lay the draw. So this is where we got strong away teams on the FTS odds sheet and with my value columns. They won. They had 49 bets for 28.5 points. So the three seminar systems in 2018-19 won 78.7 points, getting the sheet, putting a few bets on a Friday morning and going about your business. As I say, it pisses me off because nobody's fucking doing them, so why am I bothering? But that is it. There was also a back home element to the strike if you wanted to for the lay the draw with the aways, and that is currently 70 points overall, but I only do the three main systems on there. I then, let's, before we move into the ultimate database, the halftime correct score lay. So I've got a correct score lay database and I post the halftime correct score lays up. And they post it up daily because they don't just cover all the leagues, but they've got price criteria and score criteria that has to be met before you bet them. So you have to actually be aware and get the result at half time and check the prices. So it is a little bit of effort involved in that, but they're absolutely rock solid. Like, I just want to talk about, I had a conversation with an FTS member yesterday that I really respect. The lay price on these is 5 to 7. So, you know, they are fairly high risk, but they're high strike rate. And for example, towards the end of the season, we had 24 straight winners. And then I happened to put the jinx on things at times because I say, oh, we're on a good run, and then the next one, of course, loses. So I'm going to stop doing that next season. But just talking about this sort of market in general, let's say you're laying at 5.8, roughly. The market's giving you roughly a 17% chance of there. So if I wanted to back the correct score, let's say it was 0-0, I thought there's not going to be any goals, and it might be 5.8, so I would back it at 5.8. The market's telling me roughly, I've got a roughly, so I'm doing the maths in my head, a 17% chance strike rate of that coming in, which means on the flip side, then there's an 83% chance of there being a goal. So in effect, when we're laying, it's the same as backing a short price. It's the same as backing a sort of 1.2 shot. So if you're having a 1.2 shot, the market expects you to be right 83% of the time. So people need to understand these percentages, because when you get all this shit on Twitter, oh, last 6 out of 7 won and this, that and the other, and they're putting up odds like 1.1, 1.12, 1.15, 1.13, in effect the inverse odds of the bet they're having, or they're telling you to back overs at half time, understand the maths behind it. I'm not saying anything's right or wrong, I'm saying understand the maths behind it. I think most of you would do a fair good chance picking out 1.2 shots on your own of being quite successful and having, you know, long winning runs, whether you make a profit overall. The way I do it, the maths involved is there value in that price? And these are games where I've profiled for there to be value if you get that scenario at half time. And we did have a bad run around Christmas, which was disappointing. Started well. I said we're going well at a bad run at Christmas. We then went on another good run. And as I say, we had 24, I think, on the bounce towards the end of the season. And then the second last one that qualified of the season was a loser. And we finished with one winner. So all in, there was 143 bets for those half time that qualified. And they won 26.9 points over the season, and they're 146 points up since their inception now in 2015. So over 4 years, they're 146 points up. They will maintain and stay as they are for next season. You know, yes, there is risk because I don't do it back in the overs. I lay the correct score. So you're laying at price of 5.6. It is the same as backing at sort of around 1.2. But you've got to understand the maths behind it. And as I say, you know, I said to the guy yesterday, I think you could probably, and I respect him a lot, lovely guy, I said you could pick your own and you wouldn't be far away. You've got to have a logic behind what are you actually betting. And this, my, the way I work, everything is numbers. It could say cake on one side and beans on the other. It doesn't have to be football teams. It is all to do with numbers. Half the time I don't even look at the teams involved. I have to give you a fixture to look at, and that's where the names come into it, but everything else is purely maths based. So good season for them, 26.9. I was just disappointed at Christmas. We just had a real bad run over Christmas. We had 5 losers in 8 or 9 games, but that's football betting. It can happen. The variance is there. So then I go into the sample systems. And I stress again, these were samples. This was just showing people, if you were new, the sort of makeup to a system that I would have. And my view is to have a portfolio of systems, averaging that 10 to 15 and add them together. And start two or three. As you win money, you add more in. That's how I did it. So the sample system one was Laying Away. And that had 115 matches and won 10.33 points. So again, they would get the sheet that there's a macro on there for the sample system. They just click it, you get the matches to bet on, and you put those bets on, and that is done. It's not how I want Ultimate to work. I want people to find their own methods, like people like Gurdie do, James Carrigan do, these people, Jeff Butler, people are doing really well building their own systems, and there's videos for that. But the people who want to be lazy and just use my sample system. So that one was 115 plus 10.33. It has a subsidiary bet to that, as well as laying the draw. That was laying the away team. You can back the home team. So in the same match, you could lay the away team if you wanted to back the home team. Backing the home team pretty much broke level. It was minus 0.87 points. Sample system two. Again, is a lay. This was a lay the draw that had 64 matches for 11 points profit. There is a back home element to that if you want to use it, and that so it'll still be 64 matches. That won 4 points, 4.41. And the sample three system is a lay the draw system, and that had 73 matches, and this was a losing season for that. It was minus 7.15. Unfortunately, it lost 10 points. Right towards the end of the season, pretty much sort of mid-April to May, it just the wheels fell off. Across everything then, it was about plus 18 points, so an average of about 6 points a system. Those will stay in effect, but I will tweak them, check them. Anything that needs removing, I will remove. Leagues, value figures, anything will be tweaked. And then obviously on the new database, the monitoring league database, I'm going to add three macros for you there now. So again, if you don't know what Ultimate is, I've got a main database going back to 2012 of my odds, me pricing up a match compared to what's available. And that covers England, Germany, Spain and Italy, the top leagues, Premier League, Bundesliga, Serie A, La Liga, etc. And then in 2016, after my superb Excel guy had made my process quicker, I added another seven leagues. So I've got another database now for seven further leagues, Holland, Turkey, Belgium, France, that I do exactly the same for, but they're two separate databases because one is 2012 onwards, one's 2016 onwards. Now we've got three seasons data in those new leagues. I will add some macros for members for next year, three sample macros on that, which I've been betting myself, which are really solid. I actually love that sheet. I think it's a really good sheet having those other leagues in there. And then I've got my modified Poisson database, which again, that's been going since 2016, and my super Excel guy, he may be listening, that's why I keep saying it. He built me a calculator for that. It's superb. I put the fixtures in, it does everything for me, chucks out Poisson figures, converts it to what that would equate to home odds, and they're sort of modified figures. I've told him what to do and he's done it. We've now got 3 years of that database. I've got stuff I bet off that, so I'm going to put a macro on that for people in 2019-20. So all in, you know, the three sample systems made 18 points. The correct score lays made 26 points. I know there'll be people sitting there going, oh, 100 points a season. You're living in dreamland with fixed odds betting, thinking like that. I'm really happy with how it went. I'm really happy that more people are building their own methods off my sheets, which is what it's all about. In effect, I just want to produce the sheets and let people like Gurdie go and win money with them. And I understand you're reliant on me doing the sheets, but I'm going to do them, and ultimately we'll get to a time when I do pack up in 10 years where I will basically hold a seminar in Birmingham, London, whatever, and I will show people that exit process. You can get access to the calculators and the Excel sheets I use, but I'm not going to die, despite people keep telling me I am, and, well, I might if Spurs win that Champions League on the weekend, might have a heart attack on the spot. I'm not going to die, and I love what I do, so I'm not going to stop it anytime soon. I'm going to be doing this. I'm 48. You know, I said 50 and 50 now, I'm going to 55 definitely. I'll probably go to 60, 65. And Sharon in Wigan says I'll do it until I drop dead. And I think she may well be right, because I love it. I do love what I do. Obviously adding things like the podcast, interacting with people, talking to you guys, whilst I'm not talking to you, I feel I'm talking to you. It's been good for me, and I've thoroughly enjoyed this season. And it's no coincidence that, you know, yes, the last month with my boy's been hard, but I've been in a better place myself, and I've made more money because I'm in a better place. And a lot of that is into, you know, this. Don't, for people listening who aren't members of Ultimate, I don't want you to join unless you are committed to what you do. I'm not for you, and I mean that. It is an actual boring process. Get the sheet, click your macros, put your bets on. If you're going to give up after a couple of weeks, or, you know, you get a system, it loses 1 week, so you change and want to do something else, I'm not for you. The tipsters on Twitter and all the fucking shit, that is for you, because that's the world you live in. You don't live in my world. I want people who are committed to it. And, you know, I've got members now. I made the first odd sheets available in 2012. I've got people who've been doing it 6 years and making decent money. You've got to be disciplined, patient, and understand what the game's about. I'm going to do a bit more on that odd stuff. I'm going to do my maths geniuses podcast. The conversation yesterday sort of made me remember I've got to do that, and I haven't. So next week when I get back from Madrid, I'm going to put the result templates online, and I'm going to do, because we got less football, some more educational podcasts on my views, and they are my views, and I'm happy to debate things with people, but there is a load of shit out there. I win money, so, you know, in my head I said, if you want to follow gambling, follow a winner, rather than somebody who talks bollocks. And go from there. But hopefully those of you who are in Ultimate, you've got your databases now. That is the figures, but I know most of you are doing your own things on them, which is fantastic. I'm looking at having a forum next year as well. You know, it's always good to share ideas. And when you are having a bad run, just to soundboard somebody. But that's where we're at. Sorry if I've waffled on. I genuinely haven't. I will be back in the morning. Again, I haven't scripted this. It's just notes and databases and spreadsheets. I will be back in the morning with another podcast before I pack my bags and disappear on a plane to Madrid. So let's join Mr. Levy on his journey.